What can the Eiffel Tower teach us about selling clothes? Well, we're talking about that today. You're listening to the Street Cred Podcast, the show laser focused on helping streetwear brands turn their audience into a community. I'm Elijah Delport. And I recently watched a film called Eiffel, and you might have seen it. It's a French film. It's a biopic about the Eiffel Tower. It has a bit of a love story in it as well. How it was built, how it came about, and the struggles that the man, Gustave Eiffel, behind the tower, faced along the way. It was really interesting, and the film inspired me to write a post about what the Eiffel Tower has to do with fashion, about selling clothing, and what it tells people about, like, what it tells us about people's tendencies. So, look, by the end of this, in about 9 minutes' time, you're going to have a really good idea about how to sell people on your product, and we're going to learn this through the story of the Eiffel Tower. So let's go all the way back to 1889. It's the French International Exhibition, and Gustave Eiffel presented his plans for the tower that would stand taller than any building or construction ever built. It was taller than the Taj Mahal. It was taller than some really tall structure in Rome. I forget what it's called. And it was going to stand a total of 300 meters high, which is absolutely ridiculous for the year 1883. You got to really understand that in this year, they did not have the same power tools and machinery that we have today. And so a lot of this was manpower, pretty unsafe structures around what they were doing, and yet here they were. They were out in this ambitious goal to build a tower of 300 meters high. And the details were important. Beyond the fact that it was 300 meters high, it had two viewing platforms for tourists, and the elevators ascended on a curve. bless me. And so these were some of the really important details that made the tower so special. Not to mention, one of the challenges with a tower that high was to do with the fact that they had to have different weather considerations. Think about it. If you have a structure that's that tall and all of a sudden you have a really harsh wind that comes in, how are you going to deal with that? Or how about the fact that the Eiffel Tower is built beside a very prominent river in Paris there? What's the riverbed or the foundation of where you're building it like? And is that going to affect the foundations of the tower? Is it going to topple on the city? So the details are really important. But what's interesting is that the details weren't what sold the Eiffel Tower. They weren't what... Because you got to understand that the context of the French International Exposition is that there were hundreds and hundreds of tenders, applications, and designs that were submitted for whatever was going to be the French pride and joy, this tower that was going to represent France. But the details weren't what sold the Eiffel Tower, at least not at first. And nor are the details the reason the Eiffel Tower has become the cultural icon that it is. But rather, all of this is true, right? It is the cultural icon that it is, and it was sold. It was the structure that was chosen out of all the hundreds because of what it represented. Not the details, but rather the greater meaning behind the structure. So let's talk about that. What does the Eiffel Tower represent? It's a symbol of French power. It stands as a testament for their ingenuity and innovations as a nation. And a lot of, this isn't official, but there's no convincing me that it's not made to look like a penis as well. It's almost like a phallic symbol, you know, and that's been a big thing in cultures, right, around the world. It's like you build something tall and long and there you go. There's a symbol of power, right? And so this is, the thing is about these elements about what the Eiffel Tower represents is that it has nothing to do with the details, had nothing to do with what it's made out of. It has nothing to do with how tall it's going to stand, although these things are factors, nor how it's going to stand by a river despite really soft foundations and what it's going to do in harsh weather conditions. These are the details that sell second, but the first thing the thing that got it over the line, that made it become the tower that was chosen over all the other structures that could have been chosen for France, was what it represented. And that's what people care about. So why is this relevant to fashion? How am I going to link this to the fashion industry? Well, think of your clothing product as the tower and your brand as the nation of France. What you want to do is you want to sell people on what your clothing represents before the details, right? Because at the end of the day, a 250 GSM well-designed garment is really nice, but one that represents an idea that I'm passionate about inspires me to buy it more. And it comes back, it's rooted in biology. All of this is rooted in biology. It's the fact that we make decisions with our limbic brain. And funny enough, our limbic brain is also responsible for emotional responses and emotional decision making. Why does that matter? Well, it's to suggest that like the part of the brain that's in charge for logic, which is the limbic, the frontal lobe. The limbic brain is in charge of emotional and decision making. The frontal lobe is in charge of logic. And we sell people on logic a lot, you know, buy these details, the numbers, blah, 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 blah. But really at the end of the day, goodness, tongue twister, what sells it first is the emotional response. It's the gut decision. That's what people mean when they say, I'm following my gut or I'm following my heart. You know, I just made the decision with my gut. That's the limbic brain talking, the emotional side of the brain, where you can't exactly put words to it, right? Because the frontal lobe is in charge of language, right? So that's when I say, you know, this garment is 250 GSM, it's 100% cotton, it's, you know, whatever else. They're the words we put it into. It's appealing to the frontal lobe. But what we should be doing is appealing to the part of the brain that's actually going to make the decision at the end of the day, which is the emotional part, the limbic brain. And that comes down to what your garment represents. How do I resonate with it? Maybe I can't exactly put words to it, but it gives me a feeling when I'm wearing it that makes me proud, that makes me joyful, that makes me a part of a greater community and gives my life meaning. That at the end of the day is why we buy. And even we see this in among the luxury brands of society. I'm talking Louis Vuitton, Dior, even in the like fragrance space, Chanel. The truth is these companies don't have anything over any other clothing brand in terms of material or design. In fact, I can almost guarantee, and I have factual proof to show, that there are other brands out there with better materials that use better designs and everything else, and yet they cannot command as high of a price, as high a buying power as the luxury brands such as Louis Vuitton and others. And why is that? It's because we buy not with our logic brain, but with our emotion brain, our limbic brain. And it's because we buy into Louis Vuitton because of what it represents, because the name, the status, right? That's an emotional decision, not a logical decision. And so my point in all of this is that the logic is important, but sell it second. Just like Gustav Eiffel, he first sold the fact that this tower, the Eiffel Tower, represents such national pride. And then, second, he sold them on the details. The fact that this tower is going to stand tall, it's going to be 300 meters high, it's going to withstand weather conditions, and even despite it being by a riverbed, it's going to be able to not topple over the entire city, right? So sell the emotion first, sell the message, sell what it represents first, and then the details second. That's all for me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Street Cred. If this is valuable, you can trust that I put out other valuable stuff to the world. In fact, I have a community of now 50 plus brand owners that are motivated, that are making it happen. They're asking questions, they're getting answers, and you can join too for free. There's a link in the description that allows you to join Streetwear 365, the community for brand owners wanting to turn their audience into a community. So if that sounds at all interesting to you, there's no reason not to join. Again, it's free. It's totally free. I'm posting there every single day. There's even a free streetwear marketing course in there. It's about 5 hours of value information for how to market your clothing brand. So look, Please join. I'll see you on the inside. Thanks for listening to this episode of Street Cred. I'm Elijah Delport, and I'll see you tomorrow for another one.